was a man, a man with a cacti touch. He'll strip your lunettes. Such a phone loser beckons you. Sorry about that, dear, but don't you read.
I kind of hard to believe you'd be messing with my blood now. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
It sounds...
Or are you the asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
December. Pretty girls, my box in your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones. He's waiting for calls.
Howdy everyone, this is RBCP and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is Dingtember 29th, 2015. Today is quite possibly the very last day of Dingtember, but I don't know, maybe I'll get another show done tomorrow. It's hard to say, just kind of depends on how things go. But today is going to be yet another show full of ding calls, so hopefully you're not sick of those yet. I know I am. But no, this has been really amazing this month. You guys have been great about leaving notes. It's like every single day, there's just tons of calls coming in. And I've done my best at calling up every single number that calls in, but some of them are just not answering. But I have tried them all, except for the ones that have come in the past 2 or 3 days, which I'm going to call on today's show. And wait, why am I talking about this stuff? Holy crap, did you hear that intro song? Wasn't that amazing? That was from Liz Darwin. She sent that to me a couple days ago. And that is the best PLA song I've heard all week. So thank you very much for that, Liz. That was incredible. I can't believe you did that. We now have a theme song for the Dingtember pranks for next year, if I'm still doing this stupid show thing next year, and I decide I can handle another entire month of Dingtember phone calls, then we'll have a theme song for next year. That's so cool. So thank you, Liz, for recording that song and singing it to me. I think today's show should be sponsored by Liz, because she's a Patreon supporter, and not only that, she's sending me songs now. So thanks for sponsoring today's show, Liz, and being a Patreon supporter since, I think, the very beginning. I have nothing for the beginning of the show today. No crazy PLA news or prank call news stories. Remember when I used to have phone stories that I would talk about in the show? I still watch for those, there just hasn't been anything good lately. Like, all I've seen this week is that some Russian comedian pranked called Elton John and pretended he was, I don't know what, the Prime Minister? I forget. It was a really boring story, and not that funny of a prank call. Stuff like that, and lots of swatting stories. It's all I ever see anymore. Anyway, I have nothing to talk about, so let's just get right into the pranks. Here we go.
Hey, Roy, it's Chris with the Haunted House Bus. If you want, you can give me a call back.
Yes.
No big deal. I didn't even see what you did there, but 479. Thanks.
All right, so that's Arkansas, and I got an email about this one from a guy named Big Time Glitch. It says, hey, Brad, I'm reporting from the backwater hills of Arkansas. I just spent the evening going around town spreading carding notes under the light of the blood moon. And he left one on this creepy clown bus that's been parked by a warehouse all year, but it's recently been driving around, probably because of Halloween, and it's a bus with a giant clown face on the front of it. Kind of reminds me of the tractor trailer in Maximum Overdrive, which I'm sure all of you have seen. And if you haven't, that's your homework assignment. Go watch Maximum Overdrive. Great Halloween movie for the whole family. He says, I really hope whoever owns this thing gives you a call. I've attached a picture of the bus and the note. So thank you, Big Time Glitch, for this one. Hopefully this guy answers. He called me 4 hours ago.
Hello?
Hey, Chris, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yeah. That bus?
Yeah.
So where did you bump into that at?
Oh, well, it wasn't me exactly. It's like when I woke up this morning, I threw an apple in my garbage disposal.
Yeah.
And it caused the garbage disposal to just kind of seize up. and I couldn't get it going again. It kept tripping the breaker, and I had to remove it from under the sink.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be unfixable, so I chucked it in the trash can, and that caused the trash can to tip over, and it started rolling down my front yard and into the street. I live nearby, by the way. And it just kept rolling, and it knocked over a bicyclist.
Yeah.
But then the bike, it kept going. It knocked the bicyclist off of the bike, and the bike just kind of kept going for about a half a block. And it went into an intersection, and these two cars swerved and rammed into each other.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that happen. It was just around the corner, kind of.
No, I guess I didn't see it happen.
Oh, okay.
Where do you live at?
I'm just about two blocks up from... I see that bus around there a lot lately.
Right.
But, like, one of the cars sideswiped the other, and it, like, shaved the mirror, his side mirror off of his car, and it kind of launched the mirror up into the air. And smacked right into...
And this happened in the front of the store?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the mirror flew up into the air, and it smacked into a quadcopter drone that a hobbyist was flying nearby.
You got to be teasing me.
No, I'm sorry. It's not exactly my fault is the thing. But I mean, I feel like it is my fault, even though, because you know, I launched. I'm sorry, what?
So where did it hit the bus at?
Oh well, the guy lost control of his quadcopter drone, and it flew into a tree, and kind of shredded some branches as it went in, and a branch actually fell down, and landed next to a shopping cart.
And you've got to be kidding me.
No,
what's
the shopping cart.
Are you pulling a joke on me?
No, I wouldn't joke about this. The shopping cart started rolling kind of through the lot, and it smacked right into the bus. I saw that part happen.
It hit the bus where? Right where it's sitting at now?
Yeah, right there.
Because there's no shopping carts around there.
No, I think like maybe a hobo brought it around. You know, it was just sitting by the tree.
Yeah. Who is this? Do you know me or?
No. I left the note because I felt bad about what happened, and if there's any damage, if I need to buy some touch up paint, I can do that.
Well, I didn't see anything on it at all, and this still sounds really crazy. You know, you got to admit. You know, it sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, but, I haven't even gotten around to going to Home Depot yet to buy a new garbage disposal.
I see. And what's your address? Where do you live at right there?
Oh, that's weird. Why do you want to know that?
Well, it's not weird. It seems like I'm getting a joke pulled on me or something. You know?
I don't joke. I'm a Christian.
Okay, but you got to admit it. And I didn't even know there was any houses close to the store there, other than up on top of that hill behind the store.
Yeah, well, it is kind of up on the hill. That's why the bike kept going after the bicyclist fell off and my garbage can rolled down the street for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. A little ways up
there.
Well,
I could not see anything wrong with it.
Okay,
so,
well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. It was hard to tell, you know, at the time because I was just so flustered with everything that had happened.
Yeah, so the bike guy, is he all right?
Oh, I lost track of him. I hope so. Because I was running after all the stuff that was happening as it happened. And I just kind of lost track of the bike. I guess he's okay. I didn't see anything in the paper about it.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about it at all. I didn't see anything wrong with it. It's already got scratches and stuff on it anyway.
Okay, well, yeah, if there's anything I can do, if I need to buy touch-up paint or whatever, just, you have my number.
Sure. All right, you have a good day, sir.
Okay,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling me back.
Uh-huh, praise Satan, bye. Praise the Dark Lord. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that guy didn't seem to care, but I guess, really, how am I going to piss off a guy that drives around a clown bus? You can't piss off people like that, it's impossible. Liz told me I had to do more Rube Goldberg-style pranks because I did one of those, I think, during the first round of original Cardings. I did that to some family, and they were really confused about the whole thing, and the son said I was on crack. or something like that. But I completely forgot about that until just recently, and Liz emailed me and told me I need to do more Rube Goldberg-style pranks, and that was one. I don't know. I need to find someone more uptight to do that too, though. But, you know, thanks, Big Time Glitch, for that one, for putting a note on a clown bus. And I will definitely use the clown bus as the photo for today's show notes on phonelosers.org. It's pretty damn creepy looking.
Hi, I am the owner of the Vlad pickup. Why you put the paper in my car? Because I never hit your car. My pickup had alarm for reverse. I never hit it up. No any car. If you have problems with me, you can call me, but you hit your own car, so you make a problem. You want problems? Okay, call me again.
you want problems? He did not sound threatening at all. All right, let's call Andy Kaufman.
Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hello?
Hi.
What are you looking for?
For you. This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yes, I called last night because you are wrong. What are you doing? You papering my pickup?
Yeah, I papered your pickup. Because I accidentally dinged it.
No, you're wrong, sir.
No, I'm right. You're wrong.
Yeah, because my pickup has alarm for reverse. I never hear that. Nobody. Somebody hit his car. Maybe you hit his own car in my pickup.
Oh, maybe, whatever you just said, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I didn't shut up. I didn't really hit your car. I was just, it was a ruse. It was an elaborate ruse.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You're
your
sorry.
Problem.
Why are you sorry?
Okay.
No, look, I was just calling you because I put carding notes on the cars of sexy people in an attempt to have phone sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to have phone sex right now?
No.
We can talk sexy to each other.
Mm-hmm. You can see you hit his car in my pickup. That's your problem, not my problem.
No, I didn't really hit it. I'm just calling for phone sex. So what you wearing? Okay.
No, I am fine.
No, what are you wearing? What are you wearing right now?
No, I'm not waiting for nothing.
No, wearing. Yes, what clothes are you wearing? Are you wearing like a teddy?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, me either. Just checking. All right, well, no. Thanks for calling me back. Bye.
Bye.
Have a nice day.
Thank you, and you think that you hit his car?
You shut up. You just shut up.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
See ya. That was the worst phone sex ever. Yeah, that was pointless. He didn't understand. Damn it. That was the 510 area code, so thank you whoever's doing these in the 510.
Hi, Roy. It's Misty with Plumbing Repairs. You left a note on one of our vehicles. If you can give me a call back, 479. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. It's another Arkansas one. So it's the guy that did the clown bus.
Plumbing.
Hi, is this Misty?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Misty. It's Roy. I left a note on the truck out there.
Oh, yes.
Yep, that was me.
Which vehicle did you ding? Because I didn't know which one.
Oh, I didn't actually ding any of them. See, it's an elaborate ruse. I saw you out there, and I thought maybe I could get your number, and we could have some phone sex.
What?
I want to have phone sex. With you. You know.
No, so, I think you got the wrong number.
No, it's you. I know, I saw you out there, and I was hoping you'd be the one that called. And so, what are you wearing? Damn it! I suck at this phone sex thing, so I'm giving up on that idea. That was submitted by Ben. It's Ben's fault that me and Sunshine were doing the phone sex thing too. That's the oldest idea on my list right now. My list of ideas is pretty huge right now. I think it's pretty much impossible that I'm going to get to all of them, especially since this could be the very last day of Ding Timber, but I will try as many of them as I can. Hey, look, it's another Arkansas one.
Hi, Roy. My name's Chris, and you had left a sticky note on my car door about my car window about dinging it. I've been looking all over my quarter panel. If you could just call me and tell me what happened.
Why just the quarter panel?
My car looks fine, so I don't think anything really came of it, because I'm just looking at it, and I don't see a problem. It's a 2008, so I'm not too upset about it. And if you just want to take this as my don't worry about it, that's cool, because I've been looking at my vehicle. I don't see an issue with it. So if you just give me a call back, I appreciate it. Bye.
Wow, a 2008. That's so old. I wish I had something as new as a 2008.
Hello?
Hey, Chris? Chris?
Sorry, hello?
Chris, hello?
Hey, how's it going?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Sort of. You sound like crap, though.
There you go. Sorry, I had it on my Bluetooth headphone.
Oh, God, you're dumb. Yeah, I'm the one that left a note on your car.
Huh?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all good. As I said in the voicemail, I actually have no idea where you guys got me, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, it was on the roof. I'm a blind postman, and I got lost. And so I climbed on top of your car so I could just kind of hear the flow of traffic better to find my way to my assigned route.
All right.
Yep, so I was standing on your car for a while, and I kept, you know, turning around and around, just trying to figure out where I was. And your roof started caving in. All right, that's apparently okay with him. Let's call him back.
I'm sorry, not able to come to the phone right now. Please leave a name.
All right, whatever. That was another idea from Ben, from the very top of my list.
Hey, Roy, I'm just calling you about the note on my car. If you want to give me a call back at 609, that'd be great. I'm really not sure what exactly happened, because I was only in the bank for like 5 minutes. But, I mean, it's nice of you to leave the note and all that. Yeah, I don't really see anything on the car. I mean, the car's not perfect, so I don't know. Give me a call back. Thank you.
Damn it, I hate when they can't find damage.
Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yeah, the other day.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay. So what the hell happened?
Oh, well, my car smacked into your car. I hit the bumper pretty hard. I heard something crack. But there were people...
Well, was the front or the back bumper? Because both of them have cracks on them.
Oh, it was the back.
Okay, but the cracks were already there, I'm saying.
I heard internal something, just, ooh, it sounded bad. I think it was your car. Maybe it was mine.
Okay. And this number's coming from Washington. I'm in New Jersey, so...
Yeah, I kept my number when I moved to New Jersey. Because I didn't want to admit to people that I'm from the shitty state.
Yep. Okay, cool. Anyway, I kind of agree with you on that.
Yeah. Well, but there were people watching when it happened, so I didn't want them to report that I did a hit and run, so I just put the note on there, but I have no intention of paying you anything. Fuck that shit.
Okay. I didn't really see any damage besides what was already there. I mean, I don't, you know, it shouldn't... Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know what...
Yeah,
I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, I looked at it, and everything looked all right. So.
Yeah, after I left the note, I'm like, oh, shit, I should have put someone else's number instead of my own. But what was I thinking?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I mean, is your car okay?
Yeah, mine's fine. Mine's a truck with a real bumper. It's not a shitty, stupid-looking plastic bumper like yours.
Actually, well, yeah, mine is plastic, but, yeah. And I agree with you on that. But, yeah, so...
All right.
I don't think you did any damage, so, I mean, what do you want to do now?
I don't know. Nothing. I wasn't going to do anything in the first place. I was just leaving a note so nobody reported me.
Okay. I mean, all right, well, I don't think it's too big of a deal, then.
Yeah, I could have completely fucked up your car. Maybe I did. Who knows? But I'm not doing anything about it. I don't have money.
Okay, well, I don't have too much money either, so...
Okay, well...
It was, yeah, I mean, it, even though it's a Mercedes, it's not a new one, it's a very old one, so...
Yep.
Yeah, what kind of car do you drive?
Oh, don't worry about it, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ. You feeling all right, buddy?
I'm fine. Okay, I'll tell you, I drive an Audi, and that's better than a Mercedes and a BMW put together.
I do like Audis, but...
Yeah, I don't care. I gotta go.
Hey, fuck you, dude. Chill out.
Hey, fuck you. Don't talk to me like
fuck
that.
Fuck you. You sound like a fucking pedophile, you weirdo.
You stupid piece of shit.
What's your fucking problem, dude? You want me to come over there and smack you upside the fucking head?
Oh, you don't know where I am. What are you going to do? Come to Washington and smack me upside the head?
You're from Washington. You're probably a pussy bitch, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see about that if we ever meet up again. Next time I see your car, I'm gonna smack into it on purpose.
Go back to the bank, mo. Go back to the fucking bank. I'll see you there.
All right. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes, fucking pussy.
Yeah, I'll see. We'll see if you show up.
Audi?
Yeah, I'm driving a much nicer car than yours, than your piece of crap.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't doubt it, but still, fuck you.
You should be embarrassed driving that piece of crap.
I thought you didn't have any money, buddy. How do you afford a fucking Audi, you little bitch?
Yeah, I was lying to you because I don't want to pay for your damage to your piece of crap.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Fucking asshole.
No, you're an asshole. Listen to you.
You're a fucking asshole.
Hey, fuck you.
Fucking from Washington. What a homo.
Oh, yeah, you were insulting New Jersey a while ago, agreeing with me like a bitch.
No, New Jersey sucks, but Washington, come on, who the fuck's from Washington?
You've never been outside of New Jersey, so you don't even know.
Bullshit, I was in the Middle East a couple months ago.
Oh, you're full of shit. You've never been out of this town, probably.
Oh, yeah, okay, buddy. Yeah, come over here and tell me I'm full of shit.
I will. I'll be at the bank in 10 minutes.
Fucking child molester.
Oh, you're a child molester.
Yeah, fuck you.
Your mom's a child molester.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, my mom's a child molester.
Yeah, she is.
My mom can probably beat your fucking gay ass, dude.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah, we will see about that, motherfucker. Why don't you come down to right now, and we'll see what's up.
I think it's hilarious how pissed you are right now, so yay, I win.
Yeah, fuck you. How pissed. Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? You might have won the battle, but you didn't win the war, motherfucker. Why don't you come down here?
I will. I'll be at the bank in 10 minutes. I'm on my way.
Yeah? No, come get right down the street from the bank. Come to my...
Why don't you come to the bank?
Because, come here. This is where the tow trucks are, and we can tow you a piece of shit.
Do you work there?
Well, I don't work here, but that's where I am right now, so...
Oh, because you're having your piece of crap towed?
Yeah, no, not quite. But
you gotta have him put it in the crusher. He may as well.
There's no crusher here, but I'll put you in the fucking crusher, you little bitch.
You'll put me in the crusher that's not there?
Yeah, I will, motherfucker. We got plenty of equipment here. We'll figure something out. Come on, come down here.
All right, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I'll see you soon.
And by the way, my brother-in-law is a cop, so, you know, I could trace this call.
Oh, I think you're full of shit. You don't have any relatives that are cops.
You sound like you're full of shit, motherfucker.
Well, at least I'm not claiming to be with the police, to have family in the police.
Yeah, I'm not with the police. I got family that's with the police, which means I could trace this call.
No, it doesn't. How are you going to trace it?
Oh, I could trace it.
Really? What steps would you take to trace it? Would you push the trace button on your cell phone?
Fuck yeah, I will. I'll trace it right away.
All right.
GPS, I'll turn your GPS on, and I'll find you right now.
I don't know. Why don't you just Google it, and maybe that'll be easier, because it's listed.
Google what?
Google my phone number.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, fine.
Yeah,
wait, why? Is some pedophile shit going to come up?
Probably.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
I know that's like what you're into, so probably.
Yeah, okay.
And he's gone. I'm very proud of that one. He was such an easygoing guy at first. And then by the end, he's threatening to trace my call, and he has a relative cop. And he's cursing at me and insulting the state that I'm from. That really hurt when he said that about Washington.
Hello, Roy. This is Nita calling again. You left a note on my car, that you had damaged it, and I'm just calling in regard to that. Please call me back, 937. Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to look up where she called before. It looks like it was 2 days ago. Oh, she's just being impatient. She called 4 hours before this.
Hello, Roy. This is Nita, and you left a card on my windshield about hitting my car, I guess. So,
all right, whatever. Let's just call her.
Would you please call me back? This is my cell number, 937-59. Hello?
Hey, Nina. It's Roy.
Yes.
It's Roy. I left a note in your car.
Oh, yes.
Yep, that was me.
Okay. I'm just kind of curious as to what happened, because you left a note on my car and you left a note on my boyfriend's car.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Smacked into both of them. I'm so sorry about that.
Okay.
But
well,
there were people watching. That's the only reason I left the note. Normally, I would have just driven off.
Okay.
But I hit the bumper pretty hard, and I heard some stuff crack in there when I pulled away inside your bumper.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So, I'm assuming you have insurance.
Well, yeah, but I'm not planning to do anything about it. I just left the note because people were watching, and I didn't want them to write down my license plate number or anything. And then, I mean...
Is this a joke?
No, it's not. I'm so sorry. I mean, I really don't want my insurance rates to go up. And really, I don't even know why I put my real phone number on there. That was kind of, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, that
clearly.
Was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
You're obviously not the brightest. You're not the sharpest.
The sharpest
obviously.
Light bulb. Yeah.
No, the brightest light bulb, the sharpest tack. I don't know what.
The brightest light bulb in the knife drawer.
Why are you even calling me? Why are you even calling me?
Well, I just wanted to let you know. I don't want to keep you hanging. I just want to let you know that I hit your car, and I'm not going to do anything about it.
Okay, so,
But, I mean, did you even see any damage? I think all the damage is internal.
This is so interesting. I'm glad I'm recording this.
Oh, what you recording with?
I'm recording our conversation.
You're not going to trace it, are you?
Who knows?
You don't have like a brother-in-law officer?
You can do anything now.
Really?
Oh, gosh.
Wow,
yeah. I'm sure this is a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I wouldn't joke about something like this. I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I'm just... I don't even know why we're wasting the time talking here.
I know. We should just hang up. This is stupid. Just hang up.
Yeah.
Just hang up the phone, motherfucker. Hang up your fucking phone now.
I'm still listening. I'm still waiting for you to hang up.
No, you hang up. I'm not hanging up shit.
I think I'm being punked.
Why are you laughing so much? Are you high or something?
I think I'm being punked. I think this is a joke.
Okay. You win. Bye then.
Bye.
See you.
Thanks for making my day more fun.
You're welcome. Anything for you and your boyfriend.
I appreciate it.
Even though he's a little bitch.
You're the best.
All right. You too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. We're all bitches. Yeah.
Especially
you're a
your
bitch
boy.
Too, I guess.
Especially
I don't know.
Your boyfriend.
We're all bitches, right?
No, just your boyfriend's the bitch.
Just my boyfriend,
no,
huh?
You're not a bitch, just the boyfriend.
I'm not a bitch. My boyfriend's a bitch.
Okay. Thanks for agreeing.
Did you call him too?
I might. Who knows? Maybe I will, maybe
I
won't.
I hope you do.
You can just pass along the message that I'm not going to do shit.
No, I think you
all right,
do
I'm
that
tired of listening to you laugh, so bye.
I think you should get the same phone call I got.
No, that's all right.
I think it would be very amusing for him too.
Well, I'm not here to amuse you.
And I think you should
so go fuck
call
yourself.
Him a bitch to his face. Oh, really?
Bye. All right, that wasn't going anywhere. Thanks a lot for leaving a note on two different cars related to the same person. God, you guys, you gotta spread them out a little bit. Or they're gonna know something's going on.
Oh, Roy. Art calling back for, I guess, the third or fourth time.
Uh-oh. What?
Yeah, I Googled his number. I talked to you yesterday. I'm the one you were supposed to come back and meet me in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
Of course, I Googled his number and checked your website and I listened to you. Actually listened to myself talk to you today. Got a few giggles, shits and giggles out of the whole ordeal. So, yeah, you got me good. And maybe I'm the first person you pranked that turned into a fan.
Aww. But,
got a quick question. I'm watching Gremlins right now, and I'm just wondering, they say don't feed gremlins after midnight. So they never say when you can feed them. Like, does that just cycle on forever and pretty much they never eat? I don't know.
I hate your question.
Kind of a spur of the moment question, but just wondering. Thank you.
My guess would be sunrise. You can't feed them until sunrise. Well, that's great. I'm glad you found yourself. Maybe, I don't know if you're still listening, maybe you got bored with me after one episode. But that's awesome. A carding victim found themselves, and now they like the show. Thank you for not threatening me with a lawsuit or anything like that. That was great. I like how you didn't do that. That was the best.
Hey, Roy. This is Robbie. You left a note on my desk. Hey, Roy. This is Robbie. You left a note on my desk, so I'm just calling you back.
On your what?
I see that you said you dinged my car, but I honestly don't see where it is dinged. Anyway, feel free to give me a call or text me back. Phone number is 347. Thank you. Bye.
What did he say? His desk?
Hey, Roy. This is Robbie. You left a note on my desk.
Maybe he's saying the model of a car. Maybe he's saying dashboard? Dash? I don't know. Anyway, this guy is a friend of Metal's, who's a friend of the Snowplow Show. He actually emailed me and warned me this guy would be calling, so I promised I would definitely get to this one. I mean, I'm going to get to all of them, but...
Hello?
Hello, Robbie?
This is Robbie.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car about dinging your car.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I honestly didn't see where you dinged me, so thanks for being honest.
Oh, but. No, it's no problem. It's more of a scratch than a ding. It's a scratch on the window.
Okay.
Yeah, like all up and down the driver's side window, right along the edge of like the little rubber piece on the bottom.
All right, well, I'll take a peek at it.
Okay.
I'm actually not at home. I can tell you I didn't notice, and I definitely have been driving my car, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, they're really small scratches, but they're all along the bottom of the window. It's where I was using the Slim Jim to open the car door.
Why were you using a Slim Jim?
To get the door open, because I saw my pin in the front seat. And I wanted to get my pin back.
From my car?
Yeah, it was in the front. It was in the passenger seat. It was just sitting there. It was my pin. It's the one I do all my work with. I don't know how you ended up with it, but I just wanted to get my pin back.
Okay. I mean, I'm not really sure what you're talking about because I didn't have a pen.
Oh, no, you definitely had my pin. You came into the bank and you borrowed my pin.
What bank?
I'm not going to tell you where I work. What are you, an identity thief or something? I just wanted to, it's no problem. It's not a big deal. I just wanted to get my pin back. And I don't know if maybe you're not the one that came in. Maybe you just borrowed it from someone else. But I know it's my pin, and I got it back. It's the pin that I do all... Okay, he hung up. God damn it, Robbie.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, you hung up on me. Are you the one that got into a taxi to get away from the building with my pin?
No. Okay. I haven't been to a bank, so I think you might end up having the wrong person.
Well, no, I think someone else...
I'm sorry, I'm in an area with the sore, really bad service where I am right now.
Oh, well, I hear you just fine. Anyway, yeah, I think maybe you borrowed the pin from someone else who borrowed the pin from me, and it ended up in your front seat somehow or another, but all I know is I got my pin back, but I scratched up your window opening the car.
Okay, well, I'm thinking you have the wrong car, because I definitely don't have that kind of damage to my car at all.
Okay, well, they're just little scratches all along the bottom of the window, and it took a really long time. These newer cars, they're harder to open with a Slim Jim. They're not like the old cars. But it was definitely my pin on the front seat, and I got it back. It's right here.
Yeah, and what car were you doing this to?
To your car, the one I left the note on.
And you didn't leave a note on my car.
Where did I leave it?
It was on my desk at work.
Okay. I had them deliver it to you.
So,
all I know is I got my pin back.
Right, and I'm asking you from what car? What did the car look like?
It was your car. I asked the guy, and he said that belongs to Robbie.
Well, if you were standing there, you'd remember what kind of car it was.
Okay, right? You don't need to be a smartass and get an attitude with me, motherfucker. All I know is you had my pin, and I'm being really nice and not calling the police about it, about you stealing my pin.
I'm asking you a simple question. I don't know why you're giving
me an
attitude.
I'm giving you a very simple answer, and you're the one getting an attitude with me.
I'm asking you for the color. That's all I'm asking you for, color of my car?
No, you never asked that before. All I know is you're a pin thief. What's the color of my pin? Tell me that. Smart guy.
I don't know the pin you're talking
about.
Yeah,
because you're going to deny it and pretend you didn't steal my pin. But I know you did.
Exactly.
It's the pin I do all my work with.
Uh-huh. Like I said, I think you have the wrong person. Sorry, man.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I hurt your car. I'm sorry I scratched up your window. Oh, he hung up. Well, there you go, Metal. I fucked with your friend. Now you can ask him about it and see how weirded out he is. Maybe send me an email or a voicemail with your report of his reaction. Robbie, that fucking pin thief.
I'm touching a eye that you left your number on. Maybe back to find out what happened. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All I heard was big and black, so I think that's enough to give her a call back on.
Hello?
Hi there, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah, so what happened?
I was using a Slim Jim to open the door, and I kind of scratched up the window.
Wait, you say Slim Jim?
Yeah, well, it's a tool. It's called a Slim Jim. It's like a metal piece with a hook on it. It can unlock your car. You kind of slide it in next to the window, and it grabs the lock and pulls it up.
Okay, so you were using that on your car, and that's where the scratch on the window is?
No, I was using it on your car. And I have to move it up and down, and it kind of puts scratches all along the window. So.
And why were you doing that on my car?
To get inside.
To get inside of my car?
Yeah, well, I saw my pin sitting in the seat. And I don't know how you ended up with my pin, but I was determined to get my pin back, and I did. I got in there and got my pin.
I'm sorry, your pin?
My pin, you know, ink. It's the one I do all my work with. It's an ink pin.
Okay, so you somehow dropped your pen in my car, and then you...
Oh, I didn't drop it in there. You stole it, or whoever is driving that car stole it. It was just sitting right there.
A pen?
Right there.
Steal a pen?
Well, you must have got it from somewhere, because it got stolen from me last week.
A pen, like... P-E-N?
Yes, the one I do all my work with. You know, like to write things and stuff. And I've got it back. It's right here.
Okay, so you're telling me you broke into my car.
Yep, see? Clicking it. That's my pin.
I have no idea what pin you're talking about.
It's the pin I do all my work with, ma'am. And it was in your passenger seat, and I got it back. But in the process, I scratched up your window.
I have no idea how. I've never seen a pen in my car at all because I don't.
Oh, that is bullshit. There has been a pen in your car at some point. So now you're just lying.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure at some point, but I would never steal a pen.
Now you're a thief and a liar.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Look, it's no big deal. I'm not calling the police on you. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to report this. I got my pen back, and that's all I wanted.
Sir, I might have to call the police on you because A, I never stole a pen from you, ever, and B, you broke into my car and left scratches and damage on it. So, I'm sorry, but you'll be hearing from me.
Well, basically, you deserved it because you stole my pin.
Hi, you've reached me. Please leave a message and I'll call you back.
At the tone, please record your
Ah, no answer. So I was going to threaten to countersue her for $1 million for stealing my pin, but nope. She's not picking up. That one was from Brunswick, Maine, so thank you whoever is in Brunswick, Maine, leaving notes for me. The pin idea is from Boggy B. He says that his idea is, I was inspecting the cars for a pin, as I lost my pin years ago, so I had to use a Slim Jim to get into your car to get the pin. So thanks for that idea, Boggy B. I don't know if he had this old Kids in the Hall sketch in mind when he said that, but this is what I'm reminded of. I'm going to play part of this old sketch by the Kids in the Hall.
My pen! My pen! My pen! What, Barton? What's all the ruckus? My pen! My pen! My pen is missing!
Yes, Ed.
I've lost my pen, the one I do all my work with.
Oh, here, use mine.
No! Has anybody here seen my pen? It was in my pocket before. No, okay. Everything's fine. He's got my pen!
So the guy jumps into a taxi, runs off with his pin. This is a very dramatic scene.
My pen!
So yeah, very exciting old Kids in the Hall sketch that everyone needs to watch by going to the show notes on phonelosers.org. I'll have a link to the entire video of that sketch so it actually makes sense to you. Anyway, the pin idea really seems to be getting to people, so I'm going to do that one at least one more time. So let's see what this one is from Ohio.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is James. This call is in reference to, I guess, there was an accident involving my truck. At your earliest convenience, you can give me a call back at 937. Thank you.
National Bank, Ms. Sasha speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, is James there?
Yes, he is. Matthew calling.
It's Roy.
Okay, Roy, and what's your last name?
Oh, why do I have to give that? He called me and I'm calling him back.
So I can know how to properly direct the call for you to let him know who he's speaking with.
Oh.
So he can formally speak with you.
My last name's Dribble.
Okay, hold one moment.
Jeez, come on.
Do you own your
There's
own
a high pitched tone on this line. I don't know if you guys can hear that. It's really annoying, though.
Including lines of credit,
it's not my fault. It's theirs.
And commercial real-
this is James. How can I help you?
Hey, James. It's Roy. I left a note on your truck.
Yes. I've been trying to reach you, but I tried to call back the other day as well.
Oh.
Just want to kind of touch base with you to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I was using a Slim Jim to open the door, and I scratched up the window pretty bad because the truck was really hard to open up.
You scratched up the window on what?
The driver's side.
On my truck?
Yes, yes. I was opening it to get the pin out.
You was trying to open my truck?
Yeah, well, I did open your truck. I used a Slim Jim, but it scratched up the window quite a bit when I was opening it, and I'm really sorry about that. But I was getting my pin out, because you had my pin. The one I do all my work with.
Your pin?
Yeah, my pin, like ink pen. See, right here I'm clicking it. It's my pin. And it was in your front passenger.
How did I get your pin?
Oh, that's what I'd like to know. But it was sitting in your passenger seat. And I was walking by and I saw it, and I'm like, that's my pin! And I got in there and got it out.
And then you got in through which side?
The driver's side.
And it was on the passenger side?
Yeah, well, you know, I have arms I can reach across. But the driver's side is always easier to get into with the Slim Jim.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So what exactly are we going to do about it?
I don't know. I think, you know, I did damage your window, but on the other hand, you stole my pin. So maybe we could just call it even at this point.
A window for a pin?
Well, it was my pin. It's my pin, the one I do all my work with.
Right. But we're talking about a window versus a pin.
Well, it just scratches on the window, and my pin is pretty banged up. I've had this pin for years. I do all my work with this pin.
Right, but still we're talking about, you know, even at the end of the day, it's a pin versus a car window.
You don't, it's my pin. It's my pin.
Yeah. Are you sure you have the same, the right person?
Yeah, it was that truck, and I left a note on after.
Yeah, I got the note,
yep.
But there was no pen in my truck.
Oh, yes, there was. It was sitting on the passenger seat. It was my pen. I lost it like a week ago. I work over the DMV, and I loaned it to someone. Maybe it was you. Did you come to the DMV and borrow my pen?
The DMV where?
Here in town.
In downtown Dayton?
Yeah.
No, I've never been to the DMV in downtown
Dayton. Okay, well, maybe someone else borrowed it. Maybe maybe you didn't steal my pen. Maybe you stole it from someone else. But someone borrowed my pen, and they didn't return it. And then the next thing I know, it's sitting in your truck. So very suspicious to me. Maybe you just don't want to admit it. But I haven't been able to do any work without my pen.
And you work at the DMV?
Yeah.
Because like I said, I've never been to the DMV downtown, and plus, my truck doesn't have any scratches on the window.
Okay. Well, I guess everything's fine then. We don't have to worry about it.
All right.
I'm going to write this down with my pen. No scratches on the window. Done. Okay.
All righty.
I'm glad we agree that
all right,
you're in the wrong and you stole my pen and I didn't even hurt your window. I did nothing.
You said that you hurt the window. I never said that.
I was just saying maybe there were some scratches. Maybe you just didn't notice them yet. But I think it's fine. And it's pretty much an even exchange. You stole my pen, and I scratched up some of your window.
No, you just said that I didn't steal the pen. Because I said that I had never went to the DMV to be able to
take
it.
Well, maybe I said that. But what I was thinking is that you're just a liar.
Uh-huh.
You're a thief and a liar. And you did come into the DMV, and you borrowed my pen and never brought it back.
Oh, okay.
I do all my work with this pen. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye, James. Fucking pen thief. Oh, weird. James just left a message. So the one I just played for you was from 4 days ago. And I guess as I was playing that voicemail, in the craziest coincidence ever, he was leaving me another message, like just now. It says 2 minutes ago.
Hi, Roy. My name is James, and I'm the owner of the black truck that was damaged. At your earliest convenience, could you give me a call back? My number is 937. Thank you.
It sounds just like the original message he left, but that's crazy that he just now left me another message right before I called him. And I'm sure your minds are just all completely blown by that amazing coincidence, so I think we should probably take a quick break for voicemails to allow you guys to recover.
Hey, Roy. This is the first time I've ever called in, so I guess you can call me 603, since you probably will, because that's my area code. Anyway, I just wanted to...
I don't always give away everyone's area code, do I?
Mention that...
Sometimes.
Or put my vote in, I guess, that... If you did make a PLA record, I would totally buy it, because I love collecting weird records, and
you're a
that
hoarder.
Sounds like it would be one of
basically,
them.
Basically, you're a hoarder.
So anyway, I also have a concept for a possible prank in the future. Notice that this is not a prank idea. This is a prank concept.
Which so I will promptly forget after I hear this voicemail, so good
it
job.
It could be funny if you started a fake dating site profile, because I think someone mentioned a dating site in another episode. I forget in what context, but you could set up a fake dating site page for this, for like a super attractive girl, and then
have the guys call
when
in.
Guys send you creepy, gross messages on that, because inevitably they will.
But then what do I say to them?
You can call them as the dad of the girl whose profile it is. And be super disgusted at them. I think that could be pretty amusing.
I'll tell them to have a seat.
I don't know if this is over a minute. It probably is. So
a minute 30.
I would say,
jerk.
So long, cactus.
Bye, 603. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that could be my October thing. It could be Date-tober. Date-tober. No, that doesn't work.
Hey, Brad. So I was just listening to the Ding Timber episode you just put out, and there was a call where you said you were a member of the Westboro Baptist Church and you were, you know, jumping around in someone's car with signs. And I was just thinking, you should probably be careful with that, because the Westboro Baptist Church's business model is either getting people to sue them or, you know, suing over little things like this. And since they're all lawyers, they don't have to hire a lawyer, but then they can sue, counter-sue for, you know, costs.
Oh, shit.
So they are really litigious.
Oh, come on. Also, a church wouldn't do something like that. I think you're mistaken.
It rang for a really long time before your answering machine picked up. Is that something you've set up, or is that a problem with my phone? Because I feel like you should change that, because it's not like you're actually going to answer. All right, then. Bye, Brad.
No, I think that's your fault, because it should just pick up immediately. There's not a real phone hooked up to it. Here, let's find out. I'm going to call it right now. Connecting. Ringing one time. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. Well, this is weird. Where is it ringing to? Three ringy dingies. Four ringy dingies. What the hell?
You've reached the phone losers of America. Unfortunately, all of our representatives are...
Okay, so, yeah, five rings. I don't know. I'll look at my Google Voice settings. I didn't know it rang at all. It shouldn't ring. It should just go straight to voicemail. I've never logged into that account for it to ring. That's very odd.
Hey, Roy, this is Scott. I'm calling all the way from Canada.
Uncle Scott.
First-time caller.
Oh.
I'd love to be a Patreon one time. Not more than one. But just one time.
Yeah.
By the way,
that'd be great. Thanks.
I think you're fucking awesome, and I've been following you on YouTube for a long time. And you hit me a call back or something.
Yeah, right.
I'll talk to you later, bro.
Thanks for the voicemail. If anyone else wants to call him, his phone number is area code 647-429. Okay, no, I won't do that. I'm just kidding. Not doing that. Don't be afraid to leave voicemails, everyone.
Zippy Hippie here, just letting you know that Baby Jesus wants you to help out humanity by posting this message on one of your shows so that a starving child in Africa could be sponsored by me.
Okay.
Who knows? When I get in touch with them, give them a cactus. Okay, bye.
Thank you for letting me help you save a starving child.
Hey, Brad. It's El Hombre, or
Hello.
Canada Guy, or whatever. Anyways, I'm sitting waiting for the bus. And I just thought I'd call you up and say, you know, I'm sitting waiting for the bus. And what do you do when you're sitting waiting for the bus? Well, you sit on your butt and you wait for the bus. Cactus, Texas. Texas Chainsaw Cactus. Bye!
All right, now we all know how waiting for the bus works. Yay!
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga. Thank you for not being on speakerphone this time. That was awful.
More jokes for you. So here they go.
All right.
What positions do phones hold in government? Speaker of the House. And why did the phone fail elementary school?
I don't know.
Every time it was asked to recite the alphabet, it said 222-333-444-555-666-777-888-9999. Okay, that's it. Bye.
That was great, Olga. Thanks. Olga, you know what we need to do? You need to have your very own section on PLA's T&I machine, which is located at phonelosers.com/T&I, where you can hear the joke of the day. It'll be just like Zappo's joke of the day, only there'll be phone jokes only. We should set that up.
Hey, Roy, long-time listener from Connecticut. I just want to say you're not playing the intro that goes, you're listening to the Snowplow Show here on Prank Call Nation.
At least you're singing it for
me. You're not playing that enough, man. Also, is there a name for that? Alright.
The name for it, I don't know. It's just the Snowplow intro, and then there's a date on it, and it's by some girl named Shifty Pop, who is some lady on Fiverr that sells songs like that. I think I paid $35 for that song. But yeah, it's all Liz's fault, because Liz is the sponsor of today's show, and she overtook that song by making her own song for Ding Timber. So blame it on Liz. Liz's fault.
Hurry up. Thank you so much for, you know, kind of plugging my channel on YouTube, which
is
youtube.com/LordGloria. Again, that's youtube.com/LordGloria if nobody knows what that is. But an explanation to why that call suddenly ended like you requested. I think I got really scared, or either I think the guy, he hung up the phone on accident, or I think I just stopped the call.
He probably ripped the phone out of the wall and threw it into his pile or whatever he was doing.
But I really wish it kept going. I really, really wish it kept going, because that was definitely one of my favorites. But I do have a bunch more ones, and I even unfortunately got some guy to hit a little child in a bus A line the other
day.
That's
hilarious.
So that's my glory right there.
Fucking kid deserved it.
Thank you so much, Brad, and thanks for blocking me on Skype. I love you. Bye.
I block everyone on Skype. Quit taking it personally. I'm sick of all you Skype people. What?
I've been listening to you for a while now, and the first time I heard your show was on YouTube when you were doing the iPad mirror phone call.
Jalante.
It's hilarious, and it's still hilarious, so I just wanted to tell you that. And Corbin guys should not drink and phone.
Wait, Corbin guy,
anyway,
what?
Corbin guys should not drink and phone.
Drink and phone.
Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I think Corbin guy has about 5 messages in a row right now, which I'm probably not going to get to because I don't feel like listening to them all and picking out the best one. Damn it, Corbin. But Corbin did send me some new stickers recently. I just got them in the mail yesterday, and I'm going to be mailing those to PLA people one of these months. Or here. Actually, I'm going to end today's voicemails with a Corbin guy voicemail. I'll just pick one at random based on the translations.
Hey, it's Corbin guy, and just to remind you and to remind
stop drinking and phoning, Corbin guy.
Listeners, and to remind everybody, RBCP Roy Brad Carter Productions has been copywritten and trademarked.
Damn you, Corbin guy.
Fuck you. I was going to make money on you, you son of a bitch.
It's okay. You can. All right. That was the end of the voicemail. I think the other ones are just gibberish, like this one.
Speaker.
Yeah. Wow, there's like 7 of them. Here's this one.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Corbin guy, for the voicemails, for always having awesome things to say.
Roy, this is Mike. I just found the card where you say that you damaged my car and you live out of state, but you'll get it fixed, and left this telephone number, so I'm calling.
Sounds like a detailed note.
I'm actually calling from inside the car before I've even looked.
He's calling from inside the car.
I just grabbed this and I'm running to a meeting.
Yeah, it's a nice story, Mike.
Mike, and it's area code 843. Thank you.
So that's South Carolina. A friend of mine from Facebook, a listener, said he was going to be leaving notes in South Carolina. So if this one is you, Nate, thanks. It better not suck or it's all your fault.
Hello?
Hey there, Mike. It's Roy.
Hi.
Hey.
Roy, there was the same note on my girlfriend's car as my car for you. Obviously, we haven't met. I'm glad you called.
Uh-huh.
What's happened?
Well, I took off the tire with the lug nuts. I had a tire wrench, iron wrench thing, and I swapped the tires on both of your cars. But then I think it's metric, and your cars aren't, because it stripped the lug nuts on both cars.
Now, wait a minute. Say this again. You took off our tires?
Yeah, just one tire off of each car, and I swapped them around. It was like a Halloween prank. Except it's not Halloween. But, I mean...
Okay, let me get this straight. As a prank, you took off our tires and switched them around?
Yep, swapped them. So, like, if you'll notice, the hubcaps are just a little bit different. Or actually a lot different. And so if you look, it's like the back driver's side tire on both cars, I think. They're switched now.
From one Lexus to the other?
Yeah, yeah.
And
But
when did you do this?
I don't know. When was that? It's been a crazy week. I mean, I guess it was about 4 days ago.
And, Roy, you're a physician? Is that right?
Well, why do I have to tell you that?
Well, it said doctor on there.
Oh, well, that's just my stage name. I'm a musician, not a physician.
Oh.
You know, like Dr. Okay. Keith.
And I thought that the card said Dr. Gary something.
Okay, well, just don't worry about that part.
I'm in my car right now.
No, that's my stage name. I'm a drummer.
Oh. And do you live here in Dayton and you just have a different area code?
Yeah. That's how cell phones work. You don't have to keep the same area code.
Yeah, well, I have a South Carolina area code. I live here, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're boring. You're boring, so that's why. I like to just take my history with me, keep my phone number.
No, I still have a South Carolina area code, but I live in Dayton.
Yeah, it's the new millennia.
So you think, I didn't look at the tires.
Yeah, the lug nuts, I stripped them. Because, you know, my tire iron, it runs on the metric system, and I think the Lexus does not. Because I have a VW,
uh-huh.
And those are metric.
Okay. Yep. So what band are you in?
Dr. Teeth and the Physicians.
Dr. Teeth and the Physicians.
Yep.
Were you playing down here in the Oregon District when you did this, or?
Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. I don't know.
Well, I don't know why you're being evasive. You called me to... So I need to get this fixed, and are you calling me because you want to pay for it, or what?
I don't really have a lot of money.
To reimburse me?
I don't even have car insurance because I don't have a car. I was just walking. I was on foot, and I just decided to swap the tires on both cars. Are they the same radius, do you know? Like, are they wobbly when you drive now?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
Yep.
But pretty much, I don't think they'll ever come off again because the lug nuts are stripped. You're going to have to chisel the lug nuts off or something and buy some new ones when the tire goes flat next.
So, but the reason you're calling me is just to tell me this? You're not going
to... Yeah, I thought the right thing to do would be to apologize.
Well, okay. So...
Yep.
You don't think you should have to pay to have this fixed?
Well, if I had money, but I mean, you guys both drive Lexuses, so I think you guys can afford it, right?
Do you live in the neighborhood?
Yeah. Yep, right around here in Dayton.
No, I mean, do you live down in the Oregon District?
Oh, I don't have to
are
tell you that.
Are you one of my neighbors?
No, what are you, an identity thief trying to get all my info?
No, I'm talking to somebody that just said he vandalized my car.
Well, I didn't vandalize. It was an accident. It wasn't on purpose.
Have you done this to other cars?
Yeah, it's kind of my trademark. I'll just I'll take someone's tire off and swap it with someone else's tire. And, I mean, it's just funny to think about. You know, there'll be one day they'll just look at their car and be like, wait a minute, why do I have different hubcaps or, you know, tires or... Why is my car wobbling all over the road? Because it's a different diameter.
Are you saying that you switched the tires or just the hubcap?
Oh, just no, I switched the whole tires, including the hubcap things.
Seriously?
Yep. But just one tire on each car. I swapped one with the other.
And it was a back tire.
Yeah, back tire on both cars. I think the driver's side on both cars. But I'm not completely sure because I was pretty drunk that night.
Hmm. Well, I don't know what to say.
April Fools, I guess.
This is your... What's that?
I said April Fools.
Well, April Fools, like you really didn't do this? Or
No. April Fools.
Really
April Fools, I swapped your tires.
And you do this frequently? How frequently?
I wouldn't say
your trademark.
Not frequently, maybe just 3 or 4 times a month.
Really? Do you go all over the city doing this, or just in one area?
What the fuck is this, an interview? I don't have to tell you all this stuff. Why are you trying to get into my personal life? Find out where I work and where I live and the name of my band?
Well, yeah. Well, it's because you said you vandalized my car.
No, I never said that. I said it was an accident. I didn't know your cars were not metric. It wasn't my fault. I can't help it if I have a VW.
Yeah.
It's your fault for having those stupid Lexus cars.
Really?
Yep.
Why is that? Why am I at fault for having Lexuses?
Well, because, you know, if you owned a manly car, then it would be metric. Real men use metric.
Okay, is there any other information that you would like to give me?
No.
What day was this that you did this?
Oh, I don't know, 4 days ago, maybe? Maybe Friday?
Was it on the weekend?
Well, I don't know if you consider Friday the weekend.
Yeah. Well,
Oh my God, you're really boring to talk to. I mean, you're just,
What did you want me to do?
I don't know. Just yell at me or something.
What's that going to do?
Who knows? I don't know. But yeah, sorry about that. Tell your girlfriend
me yelling
I'm sorry
at you
too.
Yelling at you won't do anything.
Oh, yeah. That's true. It won't.
You do this 3 or 4 times a month?
Oh, God. We're just talking in circles now. I already told you I did.
Yeah. This is pretty amazing.
Yep.
Do you just do it when you get drunk? Or do you do it for fun when you're not drunk? Or what?
Are you just trying to keep me on the line for a really long time so you can trace the call? Because your brother-in-law is a cop.
I wish I could. I'm getting out of the car to look at the wheels.
Yeah, just compare the front hubcap with the back hubcap. And the wear on the tire will match your girlfriend's car.
That's the same on the... That looks the same. Is this part of it a prank?
Oh, no, I wouldn't prank anyone. This part's real.
Now, her hubcaps are totally different from mine. Totally.
Maybe I was so drunk that I switched them twice, not realizing it.
Huh.
Maybe I put them
back. Well.
Did you look on both sides, though?
Yeah, no, I'm looking on both sides. Well, at least I do have cameras that record, so I can go back and look.
Yep.
They're night vision cameras.
Yeah, you should look and make sure maybe I switched them and then I switched them again because I was just so loaded.
This is one of the strangest conversations I've ever had.
Oh, well, sounds like you need
these
it.
These look... Okay. You have a good day.
Okay, you too. Say hi to your girlfriend. Give her kisses for me. Think of me when you're kissing her and making out and touching her. And okay. So I'm sure when I go back to edit that call, I'm going to edit out the incredibly long pauses in between everything he says. But just so you guys know, there was a lot of pausing in that conversation. A lot of silence. I was bored out of my mind during that conversation. Hopefully you guys weren't bored out of your minds listening to it. And I guess that wasn't a South Carolina ding note. That was a Dayton, Ohio ding note. So thanks, Dayton, Ohio person, and Nate from South Carolina. Oh my God, you suck. All right, I've been doing these for a while now. I think I really need to stop. I've been doing them for 2 hours. So if the show is only an hour long, you know I did a lot of editing on this show. like I always do, but there's an old idea that I was doing. I forget whose idea. Oh yeah, it was Dust Bernadette's idea. And I haven't done that one in a while, and I really wanted to, so...
Hi, I'm calling the
phone
number
what I'm gonna
that was left on my car just a couple days ago, saying you'd send me back into my car and left this phone number. If you'd please give me a call back, I would appreciate it. It's 248. Maybe we could work out a way to
get this
taken care of without going through the police department.
Ooh, police department.
Would appreciate a phone call back, please.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You got the wrong number.
Like 4 days ago, you idiot. I remember... Ugh, what the hell was that? I'm sure I'm going to edit it out of the show, but I called him like 5 times before he finally picked up. I don't know what that was about. Maybe he Googled me, knows it's a prank, I guess. So let's try the next one.
Found a note on my car saying that you put a dent in it.
A dent.
I don't even know how long it's been on there. My grandson
She's
just
dyslexic.
Found the note. If you would call me back at 814. Thank you. I gotta go to my car. Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy. I left a note in your car about 4 days ago.
Yes?
That was me.
Okay. No, where did you bang it and run into it at?
Oh, well, I didn't run into it. I was leaving the note on your windshield to say sorry I dinged your car, and I had my wedding ring on, and it hit your windshield really hard, and it just left a little nick in the windshield.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh, you sure?
I didn't even know. I went out and looked all over and couldn't even find it. I wondered where it was at because I couldn't find it.
Oh.
No, it's old and all banged up anyhow.
Oh, I see. Okay.
As long as it didn't crack the window or nothing, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that, though.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Damn it. Why didn't she get that? Why didn't she get that? All right. I guess I'll try that one again. I feel like I completely ruined that one, because she was a hilarious old lady with a screechy voice. That would have been great.
Hey, Roy. My name is Kevin. I work for Geek Squad. I got your note on my windshield. You can give me a call back, air code 318. All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, Geek Squad. I don't know. I'm kind of suspicious of this one, but it is in an area that's been receiving notes.
It's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. It's Roy. I left a note on your car last week.
Oh, yeah, hey, Roy, yeah, I've been trying to get in touch with you, man. Hey, I wanted to let you know, dude, I didn't even see where the vehicle was damaged at all.
Oh, it was on the windshield. I was leaving a note on your windshield to let you know that I dinged your car, and I was wearing my wedding ring, and it smashed into the window, and that left, like, a little nick in the windshield.
Nah, man, don't even worry about it. It's a fleet vehicle, and we're actually going to be traded in soon for a newer vehicle, so, no, it's not even a big thing.
Okay, well, that's good to hear.
But I do appreciate you leaving a note. Not many people do that, and I wanted to get in touch with you, and I did appreciate that.
Oh, it's no problem at all. Also, I stripped the lug nuts after with my tire iron.
What's that?
I stripped the lug nuts because I was taking one of the tires off, the back driver's side tire.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Yep. That was me. So, because my tire iron is metric, and your lug nuts apparently were not.
Wait, so you tried to take off one of my tires?
Yes, because I had a flat. So I was just swapping them.
Oh, so you're trying to take the tire off my car to fix your car?
Yeah, yep, just to get me to the service station so I could, have them fix the hole in the tire, which I did. So I took your tire off. It was just off for maybe an hour or two. And I took my tire...
And you put it back on?
Yeah, I put it back on, but the lug nuts got stripped while I was doing it because I had the wrong size of tire iron.
I would have had no idea. You wouldn't even have to even say that, but that's
okay.
Fine. That's
okay.
No problem.
Well, just make sure you don't get a flat tire before you switch those cars out.
Okay, sounds good.
Because that tire is never coming off again.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Not a problem. Thank you for like I said, thank you for leaving that note. Not many people do, but don't worry about the tire or the window or anything.
You're
like
welcome.
We'll have all that taken care of.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, two in a row that didn't understand the note thing. What the hell? I am not ending the show until someone gets that. Then they start questioning it.
Yeah, hi, Roy. My name is Brian, Kelso, Washington. I've got sitting here with a Christmas card from Arizona in my hand that says, catch your phone number, and says, hello, I really screwed up and dinged your car and caused an abrasion. Please call me to work this out. I'm terribly sorry. So I'm calling.
Oh, that's great.
Give me a call at either 360. Thanks. Bye.
All right, I'm going to call that one. This is from 11 days ago, and I did try to call him before, but no answer.
You have reached Brian's cell phone. I'm sorry, I cannot catch your call right now. I will get back to you.
All right, I've called him a bunch of times, and he is just not picking up. I really wanted to talk to that one. That one was great. So guess what, everyone? It's much later in the day. I need to get this show finished up, and I've called every single person on the list, and nobody will pick up. There's like 60 Cardings messages left, and none of them are picking up. I went all the way back to the beginning, so that really sucks, because I really wanted to do that particular prank again. So since I need to finish up, and Liz really wanted me to do more of the Rube Goldberg machine pranks, I'm going to play my old one from a few years ago. The original Rube Goldberg carding prank. This one is for you, Liz.
Hi, this is Dan. Somebody left a note on my black car in the parking lot of the University of Missouri, and please give me a call. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, is Dan there?
Yeah, this is Dan.
Well, I thought I heard a female.
Oh, yeah, I answered, but he's also in the car.
That's weird.
What do you want?
Well, you called me and left a message and said that I hit your car. My name's Roy.
Oh, yeah. That was a week ago or something.
Yeah,
Did you leave a message?
Yeah, because I've been trying to call.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you.
Oh. Yeah, thanks. What was it? There's like a little dent on one side, a little dent on the other, about the size of a golf ball or something. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, well, it's... It's hard to remember. It's been so long. I was leaving out of my house, though, and I tripped down the stairs. The front stairs is like four stairs off of the front porch, and I tripped down those and hit a skateboard.
Are you okay?
It was on the Mizzou parking lot.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, the skateboard, it went down the hill, and it caused some people to jump out of the way. And this other guy, his car flipped over.
Car flipped over?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Well, let me ask you, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just tripped down the stairs, and then all this other stuff happened. It was actually a tree branch that when his car flipped over, the tree branch fell.
Wow, that's weird. Well, we don't know exactly what we should do. What do you suggest?
Oh, no, that's all right.
Sir?
Well, no. Oh, what? I'm sorry. I heard something in the background there.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, the tree branch hit a bike rider. And he veered off course and headed toward Mizzou.
Yeah.
I guess I don't see that much damage. I guess you're good with us.
Well, no, you haven't heard the full story yet. This is where it starts getting crazy.
Okay.
Why is he saying to hang up? I don't get it.
I don't know. The car,
because we're almost at the restaurant, but we'll wait. Go ahead.
Oh, which restaurant are you going to?
It doesn't matter. What do you propose to do here?
Oh, I don't know if it's even my fault, because it's like this giant Rube Goldberg mess of coincidences and stuff.
Well, you know what? Let's just say we don't hold you responsible.
Oh,
we
thank God.
Yeah, we appreciate your honesty and letting us know, but let's just call it even.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you, ma'am. I love you. You don't know what this means to me. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, and you take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, thanks. You're the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Stay off the track.
Damn smart-ass teenager. Okay, it's time to end the show. Quite possibly it's time to end Ding Timber. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do a show tomorrow. Maybe I'll do one more bonus show for Ding Timber. I don't know. Probably not. But I will definitely call up every single ding message that's left in my voicemail. You know, I will call every single one. I'll start using fake caller IDs to get them to pick up, because I think a lot of them aren't picking up because I have a Washington phone number and, you know, they think I'm a telemarketer or something. So I will not let these go to waste. I will do my best to make each of them pick up. And, you know, I probably won't do another Ding Timber episode unless I do one tomorrow. But maybe I'll just occasionally throw, you know, two or three carding pranks onto the end of each show until I use them all up. Or something, I don't know. Everyone should stop leaving carding notes. I just checked the carding voicemail, and there are two brand new messages. And I don't have time to call them right now, or I would, but there are two new messages. So people are still leaving notes today. And, you know, I will keep checking them for probably the next week, at least. But it's probably best if you stop leaving carding notes, because Ding Timber is most likely over after this episode. So no more carding notes. Stop it, everyone. Stop it. Just stop it. Can someone tell me, you know my weird lug nut idea where my tire iron is metric and their lug nuts are not metric? Is that even possible? Is that a thing? I don't know if that's a real thing. I remember when I was a kid and I was repairing my bicycle, I would accidentally get the metric wrenches, and that would strip the nuts off of my bike, and that always sucked. So I know it's a real thing for bicycles, at least, but is that something that happens with tire irons and lug nuts? I'm not a car person, if you guys haven't noticed. So I'm just curious, is that even feasible? I don't know. So let's end this show. Holy crap, it's been like, an hour and 20 minutes now? I did not mean for the show to go on that long. So today's show was produced by Rhapsody Man 2000 and Neon Light Bjork. 976neon.com, Neon Nights on Wednesday nights. I am contractually obligated to say that every time I mention Neon like Bjork. So thank you, Neon and Rhapsody Man, for producing today's show. Today's audio was edited by Darnell and Brian W. and Todd L. I don't know whose last names I'm allowed to say anymore, but thank you guys for editing today's show, because I sure don't have time to edit all this audio by myself and edit all those incredibly long pauses out of that one guy's call. Glad I don't have to do that shit. Special thanks to Tony from Arizona, Yashar Lee, Mr. Fraser, and Rand All Thor. Thanks, you guys. You get special thanks for no reason at all today. Just because you're awesome. I didn't get any catering today. I was supposed to get catering today, and it was supposed to be provided by Akers, but Akers didn't show up. He's a fucking slacker, so thanks for nothing, Akers. We just had to eat, like, Pringles and saltine crackers around here today. It was fucking bullshit. But whatever. Thanks anyway, Akers. That was great. Great job. If you like the Snowplow Show, consider supporting it by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus, and you are guaranteed a ticket into heaven if you do either of those things. It's totally worth it, just like Liz Darwin did. Thanks, Liz, for sponsoring today's show. I think I need to hear Liz's song again, so that's what we're going to end the show with today. Here is the Ding Timber theme song by Liz Darwin.
Ding Timber, Roy's the man, the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip your lug nuts. Such a phone loser beckons you. Sorry about that, Dean, but don't you read.
I just kind of hard to believe you'd be messing with my lug nuts. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
Yes, sir.
Or is it an asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
Ding-timber. Pretty girls, my box in your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give above. He loves phones, waiting for calls. He loves phones, only phones. Somebody call.
Roy, this deputy with the county sheriff's office here in Arkansas. I've received complaints about you calling a person here after you left a note on their car. It stops now. Do not call this person no more, or I will seek a warrant for you for harassing communications. Thank you, sir.